This is Jamie Spence Freeman, and I am here with Aaron Retzloff, who just won the 2014 Diversified Horticulture Entrepreneurship and Placement Proficiency here at the National Convention. Aaron, congratulations.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Now, Aaron, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Aaron Retzloff, as he stated. I'm from Randolph, Wisconsin, small little town in south central Wisconsin. I graduated high school in 2013. I am currently attending the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. My major is business administration, and my SAE is diversified horticulture.
Now, tell me about your SAE. What did you have to do to get to this level in the proficiency?
Okay, so first of all, my SAE started obviously with the work. So part of that is I have 50% ownership of a lawn care business, and I have 100% ownership of a landscape business. So in that lawn care business, we mow lawn, obviously. We do trimming, edging, push mowing, riding, everything like that. In the landscape business, since it's just run by myself, I take care of all the supplies, take care of all the contact with the customers. I do pretty much what the customer wants. If they ask me if I can do it and I can do it, I perform the duties they ask. So just like landscape stones around trees, making the appearance of the front of their house look better with landscape stones, rocks, various things like that. So then after you do the work, obviously for many years, it's going on six now for me, you have to fill out the application on the state level. So you send that in. It gets judged on the state level. If you win the state level, it gets passed on to national judging. And then you come down to either Indianapolis or Louisville, and you do the national interviews. And from there, it gets judged. And if you're lucky enough, you end up sitting where I am today.
Now, tell me, you're not majoring in agriculture at college. Do you plan to go back and continue your landscaping business? Or is there a different career path that you have in mind?
I chose business administration because of the success I have had in these businesses. And right now I'm kind of using the businesses as funding to get me through college. And we'll see what happens once I graduate college. If those businesses are still there and they're expanding, I'll stick with it and see if it can turn into a life career. But otherwise, with my business administration major and my success and experience in my businesses, I feel I could do well for working for someone else also.
Tell me what it feels like to win on the national level. What was going through your mind as you were going up to the stage, things such as that?
I tell you what, yesterday before we did those interviews, it was nerve-wracking. Sitting outside those rooms, knowing that you're about to go in front of a board of five, six judges, it really gets the nerves going. So once you get that done, it's like, all right, the hard part's done, but you just want to know the results. So standing up there on the stage, I got the same kind of butterflies I did before the interview, just standing up there on stage. And then when they said my name, it was just kind of a big sigh of relief, because it's like, all right, all that work paid off. I got the farthest level that I could, and it's just like just relieving and satisfying to know that the work that I put in paid off finally.
And now, Aaron, is there anybody that you want to thank that helped get you to this point?
I first of all have to send a big thank you to my FFA advisor, Keith Gunlaw. Without him, nothing like this would even be close to possible. He knows the applications better than anyone I know. And then second of all, I would like to thank my parents. They drove me down here quick after classes, and they'll be driving me back home quick right after this is done. So I just want to thank those, my parents and Keith Gunlaw.
All right, well, Aaron, again, congratulations on winning this award, and thank you for meeting with me today.
Thank you.
The Diversified Horticulture Entrepreneurship and Placement Proficiency is sponsored by the Toro Company and Wilbur Ellis Company. For FFA Today, I am Jamie Spence Freeman.